Andrew, welcome back on the podcast. It's good to see you.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Let's cover the hard-hitting news subjects first. Your new boat, chair, whatever you call it, it looked pretty darn fun. I watched you yesterday, I think it was, and maybe today. I can't remember, but get us up to speed on what you're doing out there.
Boat chair. It's technically called a wave ski, but for those who don't know what it is, it's basically a kayak surfboard hybrid, or a surfboard with a seat belt is another way of describing it, which makes it very fun and maneuverable when I'm on a wave, and a lot less fun when I'm upside down and strapped into the boat and under the wave while it's doing whatever it chooses to do with me. But I started as a kayaker back in high school, whitewater kayaking in rivers. And when we moved here, I decided to try the sitting down version. And I believe I'm the only person I can say with confidence I am the best wave skier in Gionis, and also probably the worst, since I think I'm the only one who's been doing it so far.
Well, congratulations on that title. And let's bounce into the real nitty-gritty while we're talking today. Get us up to speed on everything that's happening. And I want to kick off by saying thanks for getting involved and doing what you've been doing. It's not fun necessarily raising money and no, sorry, except for the night of an event, and even that can be stressful. You've went way beyond the standard. You're talking with people individually. You're doing the podcast, like you're doing the unpleasant stuff, man. And that's most people don't know or even understand what's going on. So if you don't mind introducing it to somebody who might be hearing about this for the first time, hit a quick recap and then get us up to speed with what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for having me here. So I work with the Bomberos of Nosara on raising money for them for the whole range of emergency services they provide locally here. And as people who've lived here for a while know, the Bomberos here are the fire department. They are the emergency responder when there's a traffic accident. They're the team that shows up when there's a medical emergency and off hours, and doctor's offices are closed at 2 a.m. and someone needs help. They do humane removal of dangerous wildlife. They manage the disasters that we get here, floods. And they also run, this is really important, the beach lifeguard programs that we have. And notably, are those beach lifeguard programs, which they launched going on 3 years ago. There hasn't been a drowning on the Nosara beaches since they launched those programs, which is
Dude, so
kind of
some wood to
amazing
knock
because this
around
year.
like holy shit,
Yeah,
that's cool.
seriously,
Sorry,
no. I mean, look,
that's amazing.
and that may, yeah. I mean, obviously, that can't. It's not a. You know, at some point, there will probably be another tragedy. But for those of who, folks who've been here for a while, you'll remember that we used to have at least a drowning, and often several drownings each year on the Nosara beaches. And those lifeguards, not just by being able to go out and rescue people, but also by being able to walk the beach and talk to people and tell them when they're in a zone where there's a rip current or a dangerous current or rocks or other things to be cautious about, have been able to really make our beaches infinitely safer and save lives. So those are their programs. I think all of us agree those are critical to saving lives in Nosara. I mean, every one of us knows that if we have a traffic accident, if there's a fire on the hillside next to our house, if someone we know is on a beach and about to go swimming in a rip current, those are the types of things that can turn into a tragedy very quickly. The Bomberos do all this with private funding only. They don't get a dime from the government. And what that means is, historically, they've had to try and scrape together whatever money they could over the course of the year to fund their programs and keep the trucks fueled and people and lifeguards on the beach. About a year and a half ago, they ran into a massive financial crisis because their programs had expanded, the need for their services had expanded, but their donations had not. And we launched an effort to try and convince all of the residents of Nosara to make a voluntary contribution at some level that made sense for them. So every month, making a contribution at the same level, $60 is what we're hoping a lot of people can do. But if you can do $40 or $20 or even $10 a month, whatever amount works for your family, or ideally $200 a month, whatever works for your family, make sure that they get that monthly funding they need to pay their bills and keep all these life-saving personnel on the streets helping save us. So we launched this in October of last year when they ran into a significant financial crisis. We've made huge strides. We're more than two-thirds of the way to covering their monthly budget, but we've been running a deficit for the past year. And when you run a deficit, eventually you run out of money. So right now we're bumping exactly into that old challenge again. I think we are able to turn the corner here. I think we're going to be able to get them over the top, but only if everyone who has the capacity to give and sign up at a monthly as a monthly donor takes the opportunity to basically log on to their website and do so.
Did I hear you right saying that if we can get each family even to do those lower dollar amounts, you're saying that we could make it okay? Did I hear that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We're over 200 families now signed up at an average of $60 a month in NOSAR. That's fantastic. I mean, that is, and we also have had 35 plus very generous businesses sign up to make monthly contributions as well and sign and join this effort because they have a stake in the safety of our community too. So we're about 100 families away at the $60 level or a little more at the lower level of getting the Bomberos to a place where they have the funding every month that they need to run those programs indefinitely going forward and us not having to do this podcast once a year to try and shake the trees. That's the good news. Now, here's the bad news. They're really close to running out of money. I mean, we're like down to less than a 60-day burn right now, which means that, and that's with all the money coming in. So even after you factor in the very generous contributions being made monthly right now, we're under, the clock is ticking. And this week, the Bomberos are letting two of their five lifeguards know that they're probably going to have to lay them off for now. Hopefully, they'll be able to bring them back at some point, but they don't have the money to pay them, and we can't afford to put all of their programs at risk by having five lifeguards on our beach rather than three. Now, that obviously is not sustainable. We need to make sure that the lifeguard stations are fully staffed. We need to make sure that the firemen are fully staffed because they're the ones out there rescuing folks.
All right. So the good news is we have a system in place that's doing fairly well, but we've had to do expansions and whatever savings that have been put aside is depleted. We're now running negative. So the bad news is, well, as exactly as you said, we're out of money and the clock's ticking quick, but it also sounds very solvable. It sounds like this is a better situation than we've been in years past. We just need a couple people to step up like now.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I'm glad you brought that up because in August of 2022, so a year and a half, less than a year and a half ago, basically, the Bomberos had a budget that ran around $18,000 a month to keep all of their personnel paid for and the fuel and the trucks and insurance and all the things and thing equipment repaired. And they only had maybe $1,500 a month in recurring contributions, which meant every single month they had to figure out how to scrape together more than $16,000 just to keep doing what they were doing. Well, since then, the community's grown and their costs have grown, and they're now over $22,000 a month that they need to raise. And the exchange rate's awful, obviously, for people who have been donating in dollars and they have to pay in colones. But the good news is they're over $15,000 in monthly revenue now. So we're already have closed that gap from a deficit, a year and a half ago, a monthly deficit of more than $16,000 every single month to a monthly deficit of less than $6,000, even as those programs have grown and they've expanded the beach lifeguards and hired an extra firefighter to make sure that they're fully staffed. So we can do this. I mean, it's in our grasp, but what it takes is everybody who's watching and if you've signed up already, thank you. If you can call one friend or post to one group that you're in and say, hey, if you have a neighborhood association, ask them if they've signed up. If you have a community of folks at like a little surf gang WhatsApp group that you're in, just post something and ask if everybody signed up for the Bomberos. And if they have any questions, send them to me and I'm happy to answer them because we are really close to solving this problem. And that's a rare thing to say in NOSARA. I mean, we have a lot of issues in NOSARA that are kind of these year in, year out issues that every time you make a little progress, it feels like you're backsliding again. I mean, there's overdevelopment stuff, there's sewage pollution, there's, monkey electrocutions, all these things that just feel like they're too big for us to grapple with and they'll be here forever. This one is in our grasp. I mean, this one can be solved, but we're at that crisis moment now where we need people to sign up so we can turn that corner.
Gotcha. What other message do you have right now to get out there? Because it sounds like this one is poignant enough that we almost could just focus on this right here. It just wave the flag. It's like, hey, pay attention, everybody, for just a bit. It's not that expensive. It's worth it. We need to do it. And it really sounds like a phenomenal situation compared to the years past. And also in all of our those competing things that you mentioned, all the additional NGOs that open every year, also peel money away from things too. And that really does happen. We're squeezing blood from the same spots. We need a little bit of focus. Come back to this Bomberos thing, right? Like right now, it sounds like this is what you're saying.
Yeah, and actually, I would even flip it over to the optimistic side. So we don't want to be competing with those guys, like, because they're providing somewhat different services. I mean, the Bomberos are providing a core emergency service for our community. Their municipal service is important as the police, as important as making sure your water stays on, which means that it should be a monthly cost of living here at some level that people say, yeah, I know that's important. I know they may save my life or my family's life or my renter's life, and I'm willing to put in this amount each month to take care of that, and just like I would pay for my home insurance or my any other type of insurance that protects me. Those other charities do great causes, and we don't want to be out there every year trying to take money from, like, you know, that could be contributed to them instead. Once we get to self-sufficiency, you know, there may still be some occasionally large initiatives, but it means that there'll be one less voice clamoring to at the table of really good nonprofits here, saying, I need to raise money this month or I'm going to go out of business.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you again, like I said at the beginning, for helping set up this format, because it sounds fantastic. Yeah. I mean, obviously, outside of the initial we're about to run out of money, we're all screwed part. If we can solve that, it sounds like it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. So let me encapsulate it all in one message. Fundthebomberos.com. Easy as pie. FundTheBomberos.com. Go there. You can pick any amount that you want to sign up at. If you've already signed up, just ask one friend. Ask one friend if they've already signed up. Post it to one group. Just take one step additionally to see who else that you know might not have heard about it yet, might not know they should sign up, or might not have gotten that extra little push to do so. And I think we'll get there. And then this becomes the model service that we have here. The Bomberos, that is by far the best in Costa Rica, provides the broadest range of services, saves the most people. We will have that service funded for the foreseeable future, and we can turn our attention to some of the other challenges we're facing.
Right on. Thank you very much. If I can get a little crazy here, are you willing to block and give everybody one wave on the wave ski for each family that'll sign up after they hear this?
I will happily give a wave. I will roll my wave ski. I will flip it over. I will do whatever stunts my old and weak body can perform for folks who are able to do it. Happy to do it.
Okay. I look forward to that. Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate this and what you're doing. And I look forward to getting to know you further and watching you surf. And just thanks for what you're doing.
No, my pleasure. And thank you so much, Rich. I don't think people will tell you enough, because you're always having people on to talk about their causes, which is amazing, but you are the glue that holds together so many of these initiatives that are vital for the future of Nosara. Your podcast, your work outside of the podcast, your ability to share with the community what you're seeing and hearing, and who you know, and what's important for them to know, has made a difference, not just for the Bomberos, but for many of the organizations that work here. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, man. That means a lot. I don't really think about it that way, but I really, really appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
My pleasure.